You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This past weekend was the New York City Marathon, celebrating its 50th anniversary. And for a lot of people, doing the marathon is very, very emotional. But what do you do when you come in dead last? That's exactly what Freddie Bangwa did. She's a 42-year-old civil engineer from Jersey. Freddie, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Freddie, you are done now, right? You're home, right? You're at somewhere where there's a phone. You're not jogging right at this moment, are you?
I am not.
I make fun, but I think to myself, Anna, like, what an incredible feat it is to try and accomplish something like that. 26 miles. I'm not sure I could do it if my life depended on it right now.
Oh, no, me neither. No, 100%. So I can't even begin to tell you the respect I have for even being able to lace up your sneakers and to do it. First, let's get to the hard facts. Kenya's Albert Courier, he won the race. He won $100,000. His finishing time was 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 22 seconds.
That's amazing.
Freddie, what was your finishing time?
I believe it was 10 hours, 54 minutes, and some odd seconds.
I always think that if I did it, I think you would certainly beat me 100%. Like, I would have to take a nap at some point in between.
Yeah. I mean, Freddie, you're like, I think it's 10 hours, 54. You know what it is. Yeah. All right. I mean, if you want to round up 5 minutes, that's fine. I'm never going to judge you here, but come on.
So I know that in 2019, you tried to finish the marathon and it didn't work out so well. What happened then?
I just wasn't feeling well, like my head, I was dizzy. So I had completed 2015, 16, 17, and 18. So I knew what to expect, at what point my body would really start to hurt. But really close to the start of the race, my head was just not in it. Like, I was dizzy. I felt like I was going to faint. And I went up to mile 18, I guess, and I was like, I don't think I should finish this.
So you had something to prove this year. And I heard your daughters had to come help you out. What happened at mile 16?
Oh, my sisters.
Your sisters.
Yes. They came and met me with my walker so that I was able to finish with that.
Because you have conditions too, right? You have some health issues.
Yeah. I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis in 2020. So it's been about a year, and I'm trying to figure out with medications and stuff what is working best.
Yeah, that's such a thing, right, too, Freddie. I mean, I have psoriatic arthritis myself, so getting your medication dialed in. And then, of course, you know, even when you've got your meds pretty well dialed in, when you put your body through something like that, that much impact, you have to question every time there's a sore, Anna, you have to question yourself, is that a normal ache from the activity I'm doing, or am I getting an inflammatory moment right now, and I actually going to hurt myself, you know? So, yeah,
that's
quite a thing to take on, Freddie.
What was the best moment throughout the entire race?
The best moment, I think, it was just meeting Mario along the way. We had started together at mile 10, and we completed the rest of the course together. And I thought that the walker was going to be my like saving grace to finish this, but I really think it was just having him there.
Wow. Having a companion makes all the difference.
You make such great bonds and friendships when you put your body and your mind behind something like this. So are you going to do it again next year?
I am not sure. But I really, when I was doing it this past time, I was kind of telling myself, this is probably going to be the last one.
Well, congratulations on crossing that finish line. I mean, it's like funny because you hear about it, you're like, oh, she came in last. But the truth of the matter is even being able to do that race at all is such an incredible accomplishment.
So many people didn't finish,
of course. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.